Zbigniew Brzezinski was the national security advisor in the Carter administration. He believes the standoff over Georgia needs a quick resolution.
If it is not constructively resolved, I think we can anticipate a steady deterioration in the American-Russian relationship.
Well, that's basically what Secretary of Defense Gates said earlier today, that that this could go on for some time with a decay in the relationship. What is your sense, though, of how well prepared the administration was for this conflict?
Well, obviously it was not, because this conflict was mushrooming over a longish period of time, during which the president was declaring and manifestly displaying his affection for Putin, hugging him even in Beijing just over a week ago. And Secretary Rice was declaring that the American-Russian relationship was historically the best ever, or something to that effect. And so obviously the administration was either misinterpreting the signals or simply misleading itself.
Which do you think it was?
Probably a combination of the both.
Misinterpreting and misleading. I mean, this is part of President Bush's and his staff's insistence that personal diplomacy has worked, especially with Russia, as you suggest that he has touted this close relationship between himself and Vladimir Putin.
Well, exactly. But, you know, I don't want to linger on that. Right now we have a serious problem in relations with Russia. We have a serious question mark about Russia's conduct and its future role in the world. And therefore, it's a time to stand together. I don't think that we should be sniping at Bush. I don't think that McCain and Obama should be competing with each other. I think they should declare that they stand behind the president and that the United States is united in the pursuit of an international system in which law and respect for other states are the standards of conduct. And I think that's something that the Russians have to learn. And let's not dramatize this either. This is not going to be a new Cold War. Russia is not a superpower. This is not going to be a military collision. Neither the Russians nor we want it. And Russia is quite vulnerable. Its prosperity is paper thin. There's a new economic class in Russia that must be scared witless right now that it's going to lose its assets, especially the billions and billions of dollars they have stashed away in the West. And I think if we are steady and clear that there will be consequences, I think there will be some reassessment in Russia.
It's interesting that you say that Russia is quite vulnerable, and you mentioned the reasons why, including a shaky economy. But what options, say Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, one who many, by the way, believe should have foreseen this coming, since she is an expert on the former Soviet Union.
Allegedly.
You're questioning that yourself.
Well, I think her expertise is obviously not very deep, as we see from the results.
Because you think that she... If
I don't
results...
want to really get into an issue pertaining to her, to Bush. Let's go on. What should we be doing? That is the issue. And I support the president in his stand. We ought to tell the Russians privately, but very firmly, there will be consequences, serious ones.
How could they not know that, though, the Russians?
Well, precisely because they've been observing our behavior over the last several years. If you were observing over the last several years our attitude on these issues, particularly as it pertains to Georgia, as it pertains also to Ukraine, there's no reason to believe that we would be reacting strongly.
So you believe, Dr. Brzezinski, that this is not going to end in any kind of a war or even going back to the Cold War?
I don't. Cold War was a global competition in which there were really two competitive, not only military powers, superpowers, but ideologies competing. Russia has no ideology. Russian nationalism has no appeal except to some Russians. But there are not going to be many countries in the world who will want to line up because of some affection for Russian nationalism expressed through very arbitrary and violent conduct.
That's Zbigniew Brzezinski, who was the national security advisor to President Carter.